time for the local artist interview here on New Music Monday, only on 103.3 and WZND.com.
This week, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Emily Hope, who is a singer-songwriter from the area. She's more of a folky, folk-slash-pop mixture, so let's take a look at the highlights of that interview. So first of all, thank you very much for coming in today.
Okay, thanks for having me.
If you want to just start off by saying who you are, how you got your start.
Yeah. So my name's Emily Hope. I'm just a solo artist from Bloomington here. I kind of got my start. I knew of a lady that was a little bit older than me. She was a singer-songwriter, and she kind of showed me the ropes a little bit when I was probably in early college. And then so I just kind of picked up guitar and ukulele, and now I perform live places.
Okay. So yeah. What type of music would you classify yourselves as?
It's hard. So I like to do covers from like various genres just to mix it up for people. But my original stuff is, I'd like to say it's a little bit country folk pop. If
okay.
That's a thing.
Yeah, it's a good blend. Okay.
Yeah.
So the song that we're featuring is mm-hmm. Better.
Yes.
Could you tell us why that song in particular and what made that song become what it is?
Yeah. So I think the reason why I wanted to feature this one is first because I've never had it featured on here before. And it's also my latest single that I've released. It's honestly, it's kind of a darker song for me because like my vibe is pretty smiley, happy. It's not like a sad song per se. It's kind of like I call it my shout out to the ladies song because okay. It's kind of like talks about how someone treated you wrong, but you're better for it. So, yeah.
So poetic. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. All right, let's give it a listen. This is Better by Emily Hope here on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
There was nothing there when you held me, kissed me softly, brushed away my hair. Thought I knew where we were going. Guess it wasn't worth the warning. Tell me, do you sleep at night? No one, you gave me no reason why. Tell me, you know it wasn't.
Is there anything coming up in the future that you're going to be playing locally that we can expect to see you at, that you, even if you want to promote?
Definitely, yeah. A couple big things going on. So I'll be at Dr. McKay's here in town next Friday, or not next Friday, Friday the 22nd, from 7 to 10. So that's my next local show. And then I have some exciting news. So I just booked a show, like my first out-of-state show. So I'm very excited. It's called, this company called So Far Sounds. They do intimate shows like all over the U.S. Mm-hmm. So I applied for some like big cities and I got Atlanta, Georgia. So I'll be going there in January. All right. So I'm very excited about that.
Do you have to pay your way there or is it like...
Yeah, but they do compensate you once you get there.
Right.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Chill
yeah.
out in a cool city. Like, what?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I want to do that?
Exactly.
So, there's that. And then also, I'm releasing some new music soon. So, I did this one show. It was called a coffee house session at Rock Solid Studio in Dunlap, Illinois. That was back in September. And it's basically like a live recorded set. It was like a complete hour of just original songs by me. And it was like a live studio audience kind of thing. So it was really cool. And they recorded all of it. So I just got all the tracks back. So all of those will be available like on Spotify and iTunes and all that next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, so with your new music, is this going to be, is it just like an EP, just a couple individual songs, or are you working on like a full album?
Yeah. So the Coffee House Session tracks are actually like a full album from that night where I played. But there are some songs that are like newer that people haven't heard from me, but they're live versions. But I am working on like a full album. It's just taking a while.
Yeah. You got to master it.
Yeah.
So last question, and this is maybe not even a question, but is there any social media out there that you want to you could promote, whether it's your Facebook page or even your music media?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm on Facebook. I'm at Emily Hope Music. I think the at thing or whatever, the tag, Emily Hope Music 1995. But if you type in Emily Hope, I'll probably pop up. And then I have an Instagram, that's Emily Hopes to Sing. And then I don't really care for Twitter, so I don't have Twitter. I mean, I have
same.
One, but I don't use it.
Yeah,
and then as for the music stuff, I'm on YouTube. If you just look up Emily Hope, I'll pop up eventually. And then for like online streaming and stuff, I'm on Spotify. If you just look up Emily Hope, iTunes, same thing, Amazon Music, Google Play. Apple Music. I don't know if Apple Music and iTunes are the same thing. They kind of confuse me.
I think they are. But
okay.
I mean, either way, you're out there.
I'm on Apple.
You're everywhere out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, that should do it. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. So, what'd you guys think?
Wow.
It should be charting. I think it should be charting, shouldn't it?
It's one word. Wow.
Yeah.
It's great.
I definitely agree.
All I have to say is she should be charged for arson because that's some straight heat.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Some straight fire.
Take her to court.
Yeah, take her to court. It was a good song. It's produced really well. Her vocals are great.
Absolutely.
She harmonizes really well. I don't know what to say. Like, it's just all around really good.
Yeah.
Wow. I actually got to interview her last year too, and I was actually telling Carter this earlier too. I think she has such a positive vibe about her music, and I really appreciate that, especially as I was telling you, especially in a world full of, you know, hate sometimes. She definitely brings some good vibes onto our airwaves for sure. So.
Yeah.
To add on to that, just like because I edit all the videos for our YouTube, which this interview will be on YouTube tomorrow around sometime, so you can actually see the actual video of her, and she goes a little bit more depth into the interview. But yeah, it just like editing that video, just watching it, she has a lot of, like you said, a lot of passion for her music. You could really tell she's really excited to be going to Atlanta, Georgia for the first
time,
out of state to tour. Yeah,
what
so good
dream.
For her.
What a dream come true. See, that would be her dream come true. We were talking about dreams coming true earlier.
Yes, I would. Yeah.
That's amazing that, you know, somebody our age can go out there and be able to push their music out there like that. So
born and raised in Bloomington, too.
There we go.
Yeah, heard it first here on New Music
that's
Monday.
That's right. New Music Monday, WZND. Let's go.